Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you going to make a move? Are you going to come and see? Whatever you want to do, you know it's cool with me. Welcome to today's podcast. This episode is a solo one, and it's going to be all about sharing ways that you can connect with the higher version or the next version of yourself. So this episode is just little old me sitting down and sharing some food for thought on the topic of manifesting into the next version of yourself. Now, when we think about our lives, it's really nice to take a little pause and acknowledge how we are always changing. Even, you know, regardless of your age right now, perhaps you're listening to this and you're 20 or you're 25 years old, maybe you're in your 30s or 40s, however old you are, you have all of these versions in your past, these versions of yourself that are a culmination of the life experience that you have up to date at that point, and the nurturing that you've had as well, of course, and all of your own just unique coding. You're a collection, you're a sum of so many of those things. And as you get older, you collect more life experiences, your perspective changes, the way that you're nurtured, your family environment changes, and you emerge as different versions of yourself. There's just one of you from the moment that you're born. There's just one of you, but you are continually evolving and changing and releasing past versions of yourself. So the first thing I want to invite you to do while you're listening to this podcast is to acknowledge and reflect on how you are always changing. You're never stagnant, you're always fluid, you're always moving. You're letting go of things, you're letting go of the person that you were, and you're always stepping into the new, higher level version of yourself. So have a little bit of a think about who you were, perhaps in your late teens, in your 20s, in your 30s, depending on your age, in your 40s. Just think about the different seasons of your life and how you would acknowledge and recognize that there are different sides of you, different stages of your life so far. I think one of the most exciting things about life and getting older and making mistakes and learning and growing is that as we do get older, we all get to be more intentional with the next version of ourselves. And so this episode is hopefully going to just, I guess, create the space for you. Perhaps it will only be 15 minutes today, but the space for you to reflect on where you are in life and to be more intentional with where you want to be in the next 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 5 years, the next version of yourself. So manifesting is one of those words that I've said so many times in other episodes that I have a bit of a funny relationship with, because I think sometimes we hear the word manifesting and it brings up thoughts and feelings or ideas of just this whole think it and it will come to you. You know, if you just think hard enough about something you want, that it's going to appear. And that's just not at all my definition or my connection to the word manifesting. When I think of manifesting, I think of, yes, identifying and acknowledging something that you might want to achieve or the person that you want to be. But it's about the actual work in going and getting that for yourself. You can sit at home and think, oh, I really want this sort of relationship, but if you're not willing to be the person that you need to be to get into that relationship, it's not going to happen. Or you can think, I really wish I had this dream job. But if you're not out there knocking on doors to get the experience, learning all that you can, putting yourself out there, it's not going to happen. So when I say manifesting, I'm talking not just about the thought of what you want, but the actual work that goes into achieving it. I don't think anyone can get what they want just from sitting at home and thinking it. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable and put yourself in the situation to get it. So when I say next version or higher self, what I mean is just the more intentional version of yourself for the next season of your life. Because I'm betting that if you're listening to this podcast, you've been through some stuff, you've got some life experience under your belt, perhaps your bubbas are getting older, maybe they're going to school for the first time, maybe they're going into high school for the first time, just depending on where you are. But this is your invitation to be really intentional with the next version. So when you think about who you want to be next, because remember, we have reflected upon and acknowledged that we are always changing, always shedding, always becoming something new. I want you to think about who is that next version of yourself. Who is she or he? What do they do with themselves each day? What are the things that are important to them? As you think about these, you know, journal prompt type questions or reflection questions, maybe even think a little bit, and could be uncomfortable, but think a little bit about times in your life where you felt jealous or envious of someone else, because that emotion can be a really surface level emotion that can tell you you're being activated or triggered because you feel like there is a lack of what you perceive that person to have in your life. So perhaps have a little think about times when you've been out and about in the real world and you've seen someone and maybe felt a wave of envy or jealousy, whatever, however you want to describe it. What is it that's making you feel that way? What is that person representing in your mind? Or what is it that they are highlighting to you that you don't have? And the reason I touch on jealousy in this point is because sometimes we just get stuck in like our surface level emotion of going, oh, I feel envious. I wish I had that. Or, you know, she doesn't deserve that or whatever it is. But if we dig a little deeper, often it is just because something within us is being activated. And it's a real invitation to look at what that is and what is the intel it's giving us. Are you triggered or activated or jealous when you see someone who you perceive to have the family that you want or the confidence to go out and start their own business or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But what is it highlighting for you? So when you think about the next version of yourself, who are you? Who do you want to be on purpose? You may want to dive into the blueprint if you have it. So over on thefrey.com, we have our blueprint, which is a journaling experience, but it can be so helpful for this type of self-interrogation because you will learn your values. And when you know your top values, then it's easy to think about the next version of yourself because you can be so aware. So you can look at your top values and go, okay, these are the 3 to 5 things that are most important to me in life. So when I meditate or manifest and envision myself in the next stage of my life, these are the things that are going to be high level importance to me. So if you don't have the blueprint, you can use the code podcast20, all in capitals, to grab yourself that if you want to. Once you have some thoughts on the next version of yourself, spend some time visualizing your life. How will it look? What do you look like when you think about it? You can go really granular. You can go right down to, you know, the next version of myself. When I think of her, what do I see her wearing? How do I see her moving through a day? What time does she get up? What does she have for breakfast? What are the sorts of conversations she's having? Who is she spending time with? What do the people around her look like? What does it smell like? What does it sound like?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Which brings me to the next point. Spend some time, once you've gotten clear and once you've visualized it and you've got some clear imagery coming up for you, connect to the feeling of that next higher version of yourself. How do you feel? What are the feelings you're hoping to have? How can you access more of that in your life right now? So when you meditate on the higher version of yourself, and perhaps you see her as someone who is really at peace, what is the overall feeling surrounding her? What are the colors that you see? What do you see her wearing? How do you see her moving through the day? But what is the feeling? Is it centered? Is it important? What is it that comes up for you? And when you have those things, when you notice what it is that's coming up, the feeling that you want in your life, I want you to ask yourself and be really honest, how can you bring more of that feeling into your life right now? So say, for example's sake, you really want to feel more centered or more important because that is a feeling that you connect to when you visualize yourself. How can you give that to yourself right now in this version of who you are to help propel you forward? So if you want to feel important, does that mean, you know, you need to sit down and have a family meeting and reallocate some resources towards yourself? Does feeling centered mean that you want to get up every morning and have 10 minutes to meditate to yourself? Or does feeling centered for you mean you need a night out with your girlfriends? Whatever centered is for you, there's no wrong or right way, but how can you give more of that to you now? The second part of that question, that equation, and this can be even more uncomfortable, is to ask yourself, how are you blocking yourself from that feeling now? What is it that you are doing that stops you from accessing that feeling with more freedom currently? There's a prompt I've shared at least 10 times, and I'll share it again because it's such a good one. It was from Tim Ferriss, and he said, it's important to journal on or ask yourself this question, which is, how am I complicit in creating the circumstances I say I don't want? So it's a big one. Sit down and say, you know, ask yourself, how am I complicit? So how am I allowing, creating space for the circumstances I say I don't want? In life, it's so easy to sort of want to point the finger outwards and not take responsibility. But if you're craving a certain feeling for your next version of yourself, you've got to ask yourself, why aren't you giving that to yourself now? Because future version of you is important, but current version of you is so important. And to get to that future version, that next level of yourself, you're going to have to give yourself permission to access the feelings that you want and that are going to be important to you. And when you have some clarity surrounding the type of feeling you want in your life, I want you to think about ways you can access it. So perhaps you want more love or more romance in your life. So maybe you can bring that into your life by reading love stories, watching more romantic comedies, taking yourself on a date, planning a date with your significant other if you have one. Maybe it's getting out and about and actually dating more. Perhaps you really desire having more joy in the next version of yourself, well, then you need to spend some time getting clear on what brings you joy. Because it's one thing to say, I want to be happier or I want to experience more joy. But if you don't know your in, if you don't know the things that unlock that for you, it's going to be very hard to access it. So to get to that next version, you've got to ask yourself, okay, what are those things? You might have to treat yourself like a bit of an experiment and create a list of 50 things that could bring you more joy, and then you're going to go through that list and try them all. Perhaps you want more pleasure. So the same thing again, asking yourself, how am I disconnecting myself, or why am I not allowing myself more pleasure right now? These can be uncomfortable things to ask ourselves, but when we do spend some time self-interrogating and reflecting and getting honest with ourselves, it's such a gift, not just to yourself, but to everyone around you as well. The next part of this little thought activity, or journaling activity, if you're following along with pen and paper in hand, and you can do that. You can follow along and just pause the podcast and literally write these questions down and reflect as you go. Or maybe you're just walking and thinking about it, or maybe cleaning, whatever you're doing. Next, I want you to imagine you are there. You can sit down and close your eyes if it's safe to do so, or just think about it in your mind's eye. Imagine you are there. You're the next version of yourself. You've leapt forward with intention, and you've released some of the things that you've needed to release. In that next version of yourself, what did you do to get there? So this is going to be different for everyone, because for some people, when you sit and meditate and reflect on the next version of yourself, it could be things like, okay, I want to be incredibly happy in my marriage. Okay, I want to be incredibly successful in my chosen work field. Okay, I want to be contributing more and making a difference in the community. I want to be more involved with my children. There's like a million things that it could be. But I want you to hold that in your mind's eye, that version, whatever it is for you, and work backwards. What did you do to get there? What are the steps that you took to achieve this version of yourself? What's coming up for you? This can be a really helpful tool to work backwards. Sometimes when we're really focused on the goal, we just don't know what stepping stones we need to put down. But if you sit down and close your eyes and relax and focus on your breathing, and then you allow yourself to go through this exercise of reflecting on who you were in the past, reflecting on the things you want to intentionally bring, you know, based off everything that life has given you, all of the experiences, any desires that you have, thoughts that are dropping in for you. Think about that next version of yourself. Go through the who is she, work out your values, work out what activates, you know, jealousy for you so that you can get clearer. Visualize what an actual day looks like, connecting to the feeling, bringing more of that in and getting honest with the ways that you're not accessing that. And you sit there and you think to yourself, okay, this is the next version of me. What did I do to get here? What comes up for you when you reflect or meditate on that question? You might realize, okay, to get to this next version of myself, I did have to do those things like reallocate resources, or I had to take a risk, or I had to get better at managing my priorities. I have to begin saying no to certain things and yes to other things. But just imagine, you know, daydream. What are the steps that you took to get to that version of yourself? And just be curious about what comes up. All different things might drop in for you. Another thing I would suggest when it comes to propelling yourself into the next version of yourself is to surround yourself with people who have done what you want to do, or who are embodying what you perceive them to embody. That's important.
And the way I say, and the reason I say perceive is because, you know, you can look at someone who you don't know, and for you, they are a representation of inner peace. But maybe in real life, they're in like inner turmoil, which is kind of beside the point. The point is, whatever they represent for you, whatever you perceive them to be, it's telling you stuff about yourself. I hope that that comes out the way that I want it to, clearly. But surround yourself with the sort of people that you imagine the next version of yourself would surround him or herself with. And you can do that through books and videos and podcasts, through parasocial relationships, the people that you follow online, but most importantly, in real life. Try and crowd out the negativity or the detractors, people that are going to take away from the things that you want to achieve or the person that you want to be. Try and crowd out that type of thing with more positivity and with the people that you really want to become more like. So that could mean perhaps you really want to improve your confidence. So maybe you're going to sign up and go to a debating class because you feel like they could be much more confident, you know, just within themselves. Or maybe you really envision yourself, the next version of yourself, being someone who is really lit up by cooking or lit up by painting. So maybe you want to sign up for a class and go and spend time around those people as well. Maybe you just imagine the next version of yourself to be someone who lives in a particular city. Organize a weekend away, go and immerse yourself in that city, immerse yourself in that feeling, surround yourself with that environment because it's going to up-level you. And that's what this is all about. And when I say up-leveling, I don't mean like, oh, you're not good enough as you are, but I just mean the next you, because none of us stay the same. You know, we're all growing and we're changing, and yes, it happens at different rates, but one of the gifts of getting older each and every day is being aware that we do have the power to then step into the next version of ourselves with more intention of who we are at our authentic core and less about our environmental or childhood or, you know, those things that happen to us by happenstance. We can be more focused. So hopefully this podcast today has provided a short window, a 15-minute, 20-minute window for you to just really think on the past versions of yourself, the current version, all of the different seasons of your life, the things that have shaped you to be where you are, and to get excited that you're in a place right now where you get to choose and you get to be really intentional about who you are on purpose. Spend some time asking yourself these questions. Visualize, lie down, have a think about it, close your eyes. Who are you in the next season of your life? You really do get to choose. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, absolutely let me know. I know this episode was a little bit of a different kind of style, but if you can let me know by sliding into my DMs on Instagram, that would be super. You can find me at Kylie Camps, and I look forward to speaking with you really soon. And don't forget, if you want to grab yourself a copy of The Blueprint, that's going to be a massive unlock and really provide that blueprint for self-growth, self-interrogation, and reflection. I know interrogation sounds a bit rough, but it's really just self-inquiry. And it's so important if we're going to grow and evolve. It's important for ourselves. It's important for those around us. But if you want to grab the blueprint, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off. The blueprint also comes with audio files on all different topics. We take you through identity, values, manifesting, vision board stuff's in there, intuition, and also action as well. So it's definitely worth grabbing if any of those topics jump out at you today. Have a think about the next version or your higher self, who she is, how she acts, the way she conducts herself, who she spends time with, and what is important to her, and how did she get there? Because I bet you have the answers just waiting to be invited to come up to the surface. All right, team, I'll talk with you soon.
This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Whisper in the dark. Whispers in the dark. You come to play, don't you? Looking for something new. I got a lot underneath, tricks up my
catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.